Regina Taylor, welcome back to Dallas, and thanks for taking some time to chat.
Oh, thank you so much.
So I want to talk about your new play, Bread. It's about a financially struggling family from Oak Cliff. On top of that, there's America's political instability, the threat of gentrification, and so many things upon this family's head. I'm curious, where did this narrative come from?
This narrative comes from what's happening in the world at this present moment. The parents are under 40. They have their first male son. They're about to give birth to their second male son. And the wife is way overdue because she's afraid to push her hopes, her dreams into this very unpredictable world. Bread is about that which sustains, what nourishes us, whether that's spiritual or whether that's money. And each person is weighing the cost of the American dream and trying to find that recipe, what's going to work for them. And they're trying to impart that recipe onto the next generation.
You know, some of the best American plays have been written about the hardest times, women's lib, the civil rights movement, the Great Depression. And I'm curious why you feel it's important to write about this moment and what you hope we remember from this moment.
I write what's on my mind, the questions that I have about the world that I'm living in, about myself. That's where my plays begin. So this is what's on my mind. And I felt an urgency, a need to set that down and to share.
So I have sort of a question that leaves the theater a little bit, but will bring us back. In entertainment right now, we're sort of seeing a movement with African-American storytellers. There were folks like Donald Glover and Issa Rae who are having great years in television. And then folks like Ava DuVernay and Barry Jenkins who are bringing truly African-American narratives to the big screen. And I wonder if you feel as though that happens enough in the American theater.
In the American theater, I think we are having a great surge of African-American voices. There are more African-American writers having productions across the country, and I find that's very heartening, that's very exciting. You have various voices, because we always talk in terms of black and white, but there are others from other walks of life who are American that we don't talk about. We are a culture that is all-encompassing. And I think we need to start talking about those other voices as well.
You're an award-winning performer, now an award-winning playwright and director. And I'm curious, did you always know you were going to be a storyteller?
Yes. I've been writing from as far back as I can remember. One of my earliest memories was being on the floor with crayons, paper, pencils, writing children's books. I may have been 3-4 years old, and it was my mother's hand on mine, and that was the greatest gift she gave me, was how to navigate creativity, to embrace creativity, to start with the imagination, and to plan a course of action, to roll up your sleeves, and to work really hard to make those dreams concrete.
Bread is making a world premiere at Water Tower Theater, and I'm curious what it means to you to have a play like this debut about Dallas so close to home.
Yes, I needed to write something that was about where I'm from, the soil that I come from, to see how I got to where I am right now and where I imagine things might be going from here. I needed to return to Dallas, Texas, in order to grapple with the issues that are on my mind at this present moment. I'm very happy, very proud that its premiere is here for these audiences.
Well, Regina Taylor, thank you so much for taking some time to chat with me. I truly appreciate it.
Thank you.